This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One thing that I should make abundantly clear is that despite everything I may say about it, I still do love my country. I'm very happy to stand up during the national anthem, proud to have served it, because I'm lucky I was born in the greatest nation on this rock. I made it my personal mission as a young man to defend it professionally, and I have made it my secondary mission as a civilian to do as much as I can to do it now as a private citizen. And that's what I do here. That's what I do in other things. But it shouldn't be nearly as hard as it's proving to be. We have a legion of people that are inclined to see what they want to see, which is that our rights are what's to blame for all of the problems. Like we get this from Salon. Last month alone, 147 kids under 18 were killed by guns, not including suicides, which typically are not reported in the media. Data showed that the rate of teen suicides using a gun nearly doubled between 2010 and 2020. And yet the gun industry and the gun lobby continue to perpetuate the myth that guns keep us safe. In the last two decades, billions of dollars have been spent to lobby for tougher gun laws and elect gun safety candidates, produce new research, mobilize grassroots supporters, promote community-based solutions, and on and on and on. And each of these tactics has resulted in some victories against the gun lobbies. Elections won, laws passed, research released, supporters activated, and increased support for community-based solutions. This is an extremely personal issue for young people. Firearms have become the leading cause of death for children and teens. And young people have grown up with normalized lockdowns and active shooter threats. And Gen Z ranks gun violence as a bigger problem than climate change or abortion access. Since those other two are not really even problems, I would guess so. You can go look it up if you'd like, but it basically boils down to guns are the problem. That's the piece. It claims to debunk the idea that guns make us safer. And, you know, I can dispute this kind of thing on and on and on and on. Instead, I'm going to point out that the writer in question doesn't understand a fundamental aspect of reality, namely that the problem is not and never has been firearms. No, the problem that we have here is a little worse. It's a little different. It's a little more. And, well, you know, that's the real problem. I saw this Twitter thread that noted that our non-gun homicide rate was higher than the total homicide rate for some European nations. Now, we have about 330 million people, and depending on who you ask, somewhere between 450 and 500 million firearms, although I think it's much more than that. We have enough guns to hand one to every man, woman, and child, and still have a lot left over in case somebody's breaks. Our black market for guns is probably larger per capita than some nations' total gun market, both white and black combined. And despite all of that, we still have more people killed with things other than guns. Things like knives and poison and sporting equipment and bare hands, among other things, that people of every nation have ready access to than just about everybody else in the developed world, because that's who they always like to compare us to. It's not a gun problem, people. It never has been a gun problem. If it were simply about guns, that our non-gun homicide rate would look similar to what we see in places like Europe or Japan. It's that it's many times higher in many cases. And the reason is that thanks to the leftist policies that have been put in place, America is broken. Now, in some way, as a people and a culture, we ended up with a significant chunk of people who think murder is the way you solve a dispute. You don't take away the violent tendencies. You don't take away the fundamental part of this nation that somehow thinks homicide is a problem-solving technique. And until and unless you do, there are no laws on earth that you can pass that will make people safer. If you do, though, then there are no laws on earth needed to make people safer. And it is truly just that simple. Now, the author mentions research. Research is important. It's vital that we as a people do all we can to understand the world around us. But research has a problem. It's not trusted. The reason is that we've seen too many cases of researchers misbehaving. So when I saw that a group was formed to look at guns, I was nervous. Would this just be more gun control? I hoped it wouldn't be, because I think we need some good research to look at things like violent crime so we can get a better understanding of it. But unfortunately, that's not true. The problem of so-called gun violence in America can at times seem utterly intractable. The horrific frequency of mass shootings, according to the Gun Violence Archive, almost 300 in the first 6 months of 2022. The tragic daily toll of firearm-related deaths, 124 per day on average, according to the CDC. And the inability of politicians to implement effective gun control measures have had devastating personal consequences for individuals and families, and poses significant public health challenge for the nation. The CDC reports that firearm-related injuries rank among the 5 leading causes of death for people ages 1 to 44, and is now the leading cause of death for children and adolescents, killing more people ages 1 to 19 than car accidents, drug overdoses, or cancer. But for epidemiologist and gun violence expert Charles Brannis, the Gelman Professor of Epidemiology and Chair of the Department of Epidemiology in the Mailman School of Public Health, scope and recalcitrance of the problem only heighten the urgency of answering one basic question. What do you do about it? Now, in theory, all of that is fine, but throughout most of that particular little screed, there weren't any glaring red flags. There are some things that gave me pause, but they could have been innocent mistakes. But the truth is, this is just gun control pretending to be about getting to the truth. And how do I know this? We have the comments like this. There's good evidence to show that, especially in adolescents, the transition from contemplating suicide to action is very short-lived and transient, therefore utilizes whatever means is easily available. And so the extraordinary lethality of guns means that someone who decides to commit suicide and has access to a firearm is much more likely to succeed than someone who does not. Research indicates that acts of suicide involving a firearm are fatal 90% of the time, compared to 13.5% for self-poisoning. But the problem here is that there's far more methods to attempt suicide than self-poisoning. In fact, a number of them are nearly as high a lethality rate as firearms. It also has a mention of red flag laws, which are often touted as being effective at preventing suicides, but that's not always the case. They had a study that were of a comparison of the result of red flag laws between Indiana and Cincinnati. And, let's just say it wasn't very conclusive. It's not science. It's gun control activism wearing a scientific drag. In this guise, this is not actual safety science. It is simply confirmation bias. And, of course, including the 18 and 19-year-olds, of course, that really pumps it up. That pumps up the numbers really well when you do that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and right now it seems to be sort of a favorite tactic of the anti-gun set to argue that you either have a right to life, or if you don't want a right to life, you have a right to guns. Whenever there is a rampage killing, they trot that one out there, and they, you know, they really think this is a punch to the gut, you know, and this is something we can't wiggle out of. There's an editorial, Right to Life or Guns. And here's part of it. Innocents are slaughtered in schools, shopping malls, and houses of worship. We are astonished that mass shootings are a weekly event. This is a direct coincidence with the massive effort by the gun industry to relax gun controls and make it politically and legally impossible to remove weapons of war from our streets and the hands of lunatics. If we were pro-life, we would ban assault rifles used to spray down elementary schools. We would put sheriffs back in charge of issuing concealed weapons permits and keeping them out of the hands of dangerous people they know. We would take body armor off the market. We would stop the manufacture of cop killer bullets and high-capacity magazines intended only for professional use. Most Americans support these reasonable restrictions on our Second Amendment freedoms, just as they support limited restrictions on what we can say or print. Sure they do. This is coming out of Iowa, of all places. This is referred to as a false dichotomy. And what that means is that he's presenting you your choices as if there's only two. You either support the right of life or you support gun rights. Very common among the anti-gun voices. They really do seem to think that this is some major gotcha. Like, you can't be pro-life and support gun rights at the same time. And that's because they don't understand anything our side says about the issue of guns. With people like this pointing out that you believe guns save lives goes in one ear and out the other, and saying that you want to protect your own life, your own right to life with a gun, well, that just gets completely ignored. And that's because the average gun control advocate has never bothered to listen to somebody like you. They like to stay in their echo chamber, only learning about your arguments when somebody tries to debunk them, and then usually in a limited form. Yet, the right to own a gun is the right to life, and without a right to keep and bear arms, your right to live your life isn't preserved. Because bad people are always going to show up. They're always going to do bad things, and they can do bad things with anything at all. And let's remember that around the same time as the Allen shooting, 8 people were killed with an SUV. And there's only speculation that it was intentional. My comment to that is that if it weren't on purpose, then how much worse could it have been if it were? So eliminating guns doesn't negate the ability of bad people to kill innocent people. What it does do, though, is prevent people from defending themselves, meaning they may die because they don't have the tools they need to defend themselves. More importantly, though, while these guys are out there and they want to push all of these gun control laws, let's look at where they have these gun control laws, but they're not actually enforcing them. If you look throughout the nation, you will see that, there's thousands of gun laws on the books. Now, Kennesaw, Georgia requires every household to have a gun, but it's a notable exception in a nation where pretty much every other gun law is about restricting guns, or you, as a gun owner. And yet, as a Washington Examiner opinion writer Zachary Faria notes, many of what they're calling for won't be enforced. He writes, Democrats continue to stand on the bodies of shooting of victims to demand more gun control, only for them to refuse to enforce gun laws that already exist and allow more people to be shot and killed. The latest round of demands for gun control stemmed from a shooting at a mall in Allen, Texas. The Biden administration predictably launched another round of gun control demands, as did Senator Chris Murphy, the poster boy for gun control ghouls, who tried to emotionally manipulate people into agreeing with him or painting them as heartless monsters. However, in Chicago, you can see exactly what Democrats think of gun control. There, an off-duty police officer was shot and killed. One of the suspects involved in her death, was a man who had a previous criminal history that includes multiple gun crimes that were not taken seriously by Democrat prosecutors. The suspect had assaulted a police officer after being arrested with a gun with an extended magazine. He also had an indictment on felony gun charges that led him to pleading guilty to aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. He was also arrested in a SWAT raid where he was sleeping near a ghost gun with an extended magazine. For all these gun crimes in Chicago, which, you know, they are crimes, he received a grand total of 2 years of probation and 50 hours of community service with his guilty plea, and absolutely nothing for the other offenses. Charges were dropped against him twice. Now, understand, while I sit here and I tell you I don't think any of that should be illegal, some of that stuff that he got caught up in, it is illegal in Chicago. So, breaking the law in Chicago, right or wrong, right, is still breaking the law. And yet, while none of it is permissible, and he broke all the rules, he's still walking around. He got probation and community service, none of which did anything to actually make him reconsider his ways, which that is clear now. And there's one police, we lost one police officer, one female police officer, one somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's sister. Now, this is a big issue. When you're trying to tell me that we need more and more restrictions on our rights to deal with any given problem, be it crime or general or mass shootings in particular. And for a criminal in Chicago, these gun laws aren't restrictions. They're just an obstacle to be overcome. And that can be done easily because if there is a demand for something, someone will figure out a way to meet that demand. So, the only viable option is to either punish that person so as to get them off the streets and hopefully warn others that they face this or not. And we see what happens when we don't punish them. And no, probation isn't punishment, not really. Someone on probation has to spend some time with a probation officer and meet a few requirements, you know, a few restrictions in their life. But they're still free to live their lives however they want, and for the most part, you know, sometimes that turns out to be crime. And that might be enough for some, but for many others, this is nothing. So now the question becomes, why are we being told that we should pass gun control when those who are demanding it and those who most need to be controlled, both of them are going to ignore it completely because there's no consequence? Now, for the politicians who pass this stuff, there has been no consequence as of yet. And there very likely will continue to be no consequence because, for some reason, a lot of people in these Democrat hellscapes, they like it because they keep voting for the same thing. That's the only thing I can surmise. And in that is exactly where we come down. That's all there is to it. Simply all there is to it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. We may soon be hearing DeSantis for president as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is reportedly close to making an announcement that he plans to run. NBC News is reporting that he's moving his political operation to a new office on Monday, and that will require disclosures. Both DeSantis and former President Donald Trump are the two favorites to win the GOP nomination. Migrants who are seeking asylum in the U.S. are being assigned court dates, but not for any time soon. Some migrants clients who came through Texas on Thursday were given immigration court dates in Chicago and Florida as late as 2032 and 2035. Since they've been admitted to the U.S. and have court dates, the migrants can receive work permits and live and work in the U.S. until their cases come up in court. Doomsday cult mom Lori Vallow Daybill has been found guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old children and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and, you know, coming from the desk of David Codrea, we get this article starts out, "This is how we end gun violence." A reader reacting to my recent Amelan piece about anti-gun Democrat representative and possible Dianne Feinstein replacement, anti-gun Democrat representative Katie Porter. And that article speculated on domestic violence by gun laws Porter supports applying to her, with allegations by her former husband that she dumped hot potatoes on his head and cut him by smashing a glass. And the reader's solution was interesting. Prosecute and lock up violent criminals, repeat felons, drug dealers, and especially lock up illegal sellers and illegal possessors of guns, and throw away the keys, he advocated. Anyone opposed to CIF sentencing isn't really interested in stopping gun violence. Their true goal is to disarm the tens of millions of law-abiding gun-owning Americans whose politics and voices they won't stifle. By force, if need be. A little bit of truth in some of this stuff now. There are also some concerns. And, you know, and part of this may simply be due to the fact that, you know, of a misconception, because the illegal sellers and possessors part, well, that all actually comes down to your own personal experience and perspective, doesn't it? Now, David was one of a handful of activists who tore up the California assault weapon registration card at an NRA event where they hosted State Department of Justice officials who came to dictate the terms of surrender to them and told them that he was not going to comply. So he became an illegal possessor and plan on being one again if and when the situation arises again. So In addition to that, David also was a colleague and contemporary of Mike Vanderbo, the late writer, who was, he and David were the ones that actually broke the whole Fast and Furious thing in the United States. Mike Vanderbo did something called Toys for Totalitarians to smuggle illegal magazines to gun grabbers in states that had banned them. He was also a proponent of DRESS, Defy, Resist, Evade, Smuggle. As for violent criminals, it is an undeniable truth that anybody who can't be trusted with a gun can't be trusted without a custodian. If proven guilty, violent persons are still truly dangerous. Robert J. Kolka made a brilliant observation in his 1973 classic Gun Control, equating their release from prison with opening the cage of a man-eating tiger and expecting it to be a vegetarian on the way out. If there is a clear, convincing, admissible evidence that a supposedly restrained party is a danger, then how is it responsible to allow such a menace access to the rest of us until such a time as it can be established that they're no longer a threat? A killer is a killer. They don't need a gun to be a killer. Do you think that they can't kill with anything else? Or, you know, noting routine headlines from places like Chicago and Baltimore that he couldn't get a gun? Why wouldn't you take this hypothetical offender and separate them from society after being afforded a real due process without any, with all appropriate protections in place? Now, there's some pro-gun people that would tell you that if you didn't like laws, you should work to change it. And I have done that. I have worked to change these kind of things. But, I mean, I'll give you an example, a really good example. When I got out of the military, I was working for my last organization was 311th Military Intelligence at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. We handled the forward deployed area of the Middle East. And even in 1990, which was 11 years prior to 9/11, there was a lot of concern in the military community for what was in the country already. So when I got out, knowing what I knew, because they used to give us these, they called them SADA briefings, S-A-E-D-A, Subversion and Espionage Directed Against America. And after my final SATA briefing, I was sitting there going, wow, I'm not sure I want to leave. I want to stay here. So I get out, and then when I get out, as soon as I get out, I start looking around, and I'm asking, hey, what do I have to do in order to legally carry a gun? Well, in South Carolina in 1990, there was nothing you could do to legally carry a gun, except become a state constable. In which case you needed to know a politician, you had to get an appointment, then you had to spend thousands of dollars to buy a bunch of equipment, the uniform, the belts, all the other stuff, because you were basically going to become law enforcement, except you were going to be unpaid law enforcement. And this was a sideline for a bunch of guys that made a lot of money that wanted to carry a gun. So we had this system in place where if you could afford it, you could carry a gun, sort of like, you know, now all of the permitting schemes that you see in Chicago and New York and California. So I made a decision based upon some observations that I made, which was, one, every one of these guys carried a concealed weapon, and you could not tell that they were carrying a weapon. Now, the only difference between me and them would be that, one, they would have a badge and I would not. So I just said, you know what, I'll carry a concealed weapon. So I started carrying a concealed weapon in 1990 without a permit. And I did it like that for 21 years. And more than once, I would, you know, I'd run up on, I knew a few LEOs, and I would go and I would say, hey, listen, just so you know, I got a gun on me. Knowing good and well that I just opened myself up, except I trusted these guys. And they were like, I don't care. Because even then, law enforcement knew that it would be better to roll up on me than it would be to roll up on me as a victim. Now, when we're talking about illegal possessors, that's the kind of thing you have to think about. In New York City right now today, without a doubt, I can tell you, without a doubt, that there are a lot of illegal guns in the hands of just regular people who have exhausted all means and all measures at getting one legally. Every time they try to do something, every time they turn around, they've taken something all the way to the Supreme Court and gotten the Bruin decision out of it, and they still are being stifled by the state. And crime is a poppin' in New York. For the people that are still living there, crime is snappy. So there are a lot of really good people in New York. In New York City, there's probably more illegal guns in the hands of good people in New York City than black market guns in the hands of bad people and legal guns in the hands of good people in New York City. And that's simply out of what some people would look at and say, well, this is a necessity. Because while I'm working to change the law, I still have a very real and present concern. And so, as a free man and as an adult in the United States today, and as somebody who has defended the nation before, I just made a decision. So whenever you're getting out there and you start looking at things and you start considering things, consider that part of it, if you will. The illegal possessors and the illegal sellers. I would be an illegal seller for selling a gun to just a regular citizen here in South Carolina. It's legal. But in some states, I would go to jail for doing the same thing. That little patchwork, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One more time, shall we? And today I don't get, I'm not getting my back cracked. I hate that. Well, I've got something I got to do here locally, though. Veterans event. So that's a nice diversion, I guess. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We had a, this time a week ago, there was a rampage killing at a mall in Allen, Texas we lost 8 people. And there's a lot of things coming out of this. There's a lot of people getting out there because there's not a readily apparent motive involved in this. This is not some transgender muss out there with some axe to grind or something. We really don't know what's going on. I'm sure that there is a mental health aspect. We know this guy didn't last 3 months in the military because of mental illness and then just got released by the military out into the world without anybody following up on that. But despite what we don't know about the case, then we have our desiccated pervert of a president getting out there saying that this horrifying crime reinforced the case for enacting universal background checks. Everything for the gun grabber today reinforces the need for universal background checks. It always does. And yet, the perpetrator who was killed by a police officer at the scene had been licensed as an armed security guard, which means he passed a background check and he was legally allowed to own firearms. Now, in this respect, the killer was typical of people who commit crimes like this. That is the main reason why expanded background checks cannot reasonably be expected to have much of an impact on any sort of rampage killing. Contrary to the impression left by politicians who, it's almost like an involuntary body function to demand this. You know, it's like breathing. Well, we had another rampage killing. Well, if there'd only been some universal background checks. Now, federal law already disqualifies a very broad swath of Americana from owning guns, including people who've been convicted of felonies, subjected to court-ordered psychiatric treatment, domestic violence, there's a lot of things. Background checks are required for all gun sales by any FFL, and some states extend that requirement to transfers by private sellers, which is, by the way, universal background checks. A lot of these places, by the way, are also having a bunch of what they call gun violence in these areas because criminals are just going to ignore that law as well. Now, Texas does not have universal background checks. But that's not relevant in this case. Because although the killer bought some guns from private sellers, the rifle that he used in the attack was purchased legally, which means that he was not a prohibited person under federal law, which is what the background check is supposed to weed out. We have designated prohibited people, and we have allowed people. And he was in the allowed people category. From 2016 to 2020, according to the Texas Online Private Security Database, he was licensed as an armed guard, a job that is subject to stricter eligibility criteria than the average gun buyer. And according to CBS News, he did not have a serious criminal record. And despite what we know, it also seems that he did not, he didn't have enough of a psychiatric record that would have disqualified him from buying a gun. He was terminated from the military 90 days in from an unspecified mental health issue after failing to complete his initial training, which is a very vague description. And in the Army, it boils down to this. If you're in basic training, if you're simply not going to cut it, even in the 80s, they would cut you loose. They would try a couple of times to redeem you and see if you were something was going to snap loose in your head and you were going to get it. And then when it all boils down to being able to accept your circumstance. See, the difference between most military people and most people that have never been in the military is that military people know how to exist in misery and flourish whilst in misery. That little snippet of life, that little capability is what separates somebody who makes it through military training from somebody who cannot do it. And there are varying degrees of military imposed misery along the training route that you may or may not go. So that always has to be bared in mind. But the separations within the military are meant to quickly force out recruits who can't perform a military duty as a result of various physical and behavioral conditions. This is not punishment. Not being able to cut it in the military is not a punishment. And it shouldn't be punished because the military is not actually for everybody. And so, consequently, it doesn't show up in background checks. So, this guy didn't have a record that would be flagged by a background check. Of the rampage killings from 1982 through April 2023, where the source of weapons was known, Statista reports 85% of the murderers obtained firearms legally. According to the National Institute of Justice, on public mass shootings from 1966 to 2019, 77% of the perpetrators purchased at least some of their guns legally, while 13% made illegal purchases. In mass shootings at K-12 schools, more than 80% of the killers stole guns from family members. Now we begin to see a delineation. A lot of that has to do with the fact of the age of the killers. But even theoretically, then, expanded background checks could make a difference in only a small share of rampage killings. The experience with state laws requiring background checks for all gun sales provides further reason to temper expectations of what that policy can accomplish. In Chicago, with the Highland Park shooter, the kid who had a very extensive psychiatric record had his father co-sign on his FOID card to get his gun. As an example, a 2018 study found that such laws, which require that transactions be completed via licensed dealers, were associated with increased background checks in Delaware, but not in Colorado or Washington. So this suggests that these laws are widely flouted by gun owners who resent the additional expense and inconvenience that compliance entails, because there's really no way to track it. You see, and unlike rampage killers, ordinary citizens often have disqualifying records. No, not ordinary citizens, excuse me, criminals. But they generally obtain firearms from informal sources that would not be affected by a new background check law, like a trunk of a car from a gun runner. Studies that aim to measure the impact of expanded background checks on homicides have produced, at best, mixed results. The RAND Corporation deems the evidence concerning the rampage killings inconclusive. And that's not surprising, since notionally universal background checks cannot be effective unless private sellers comply. And how do you enforce that? That is inherently difficult when the government tries to regulate transactions that by definition are unrecorded and inconspicuous. Now, because of the sell job, which has been done by the media and by various Democrat politicians, and even by some Republicans who get out there and they go for universal background checks and they go for red flag laws because they actually don't know what they're talking about. Because of that sell job, well, this is a very popular program that they are, because everybody's being told this is the way we stop this. But I'll simply tell you in all candor, it's not stopping anything with a habit, so why would we expect it to stop anything nationally if we had it? Then, of course, the other part of this is that they would have to impose a national gun registry in order to actually check it against anything. Then they also, from that point, in order to make sure, you know, how are they going to know? So we'll have a gun registry, and then from time to time we'll have to have impromptu visits to inspect what we're supposed to have on hand. Because that's what it means. They'll have an inventory of our guns by serial number. And if they show up and you don't have that gun anymore, and you don't have a record of selling that gun to somebody that went through a background check to get it, so they were added to the registry, now you are in a whole heap of trouble. Criminalizing private property. So, no way to, and still, despite all of those things, there's no way to enforce compliance. Because if there were, there would be no criminal activity with guns. I'll talk to you guys next weekend. Carry your personally carried firearm everywhere you can. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.